Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House.
But there was one specific house. It was a Travis Alexander house. It was so sad.
Yeah.
Such a sad case.
But that was the Jody Arians?
Yeah. Yes. And where we pulled back the carpet and it was blood on the subfloor.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I don't even know how you would explain that smell. I imagine if a meat market lost all of their cooling and it's, I don't even know. I'm going crazy, yeah. But I will never forget that smell as long as I live. Like, it was so pungent and disgusting.
See, and I know you so well. I knew that wasn't acting. I'm like,
no.
I saw that reaction.
No,
but I saw that reaction. I'm like, that's real.
Yeah,
that's real.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know. But we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining me today. We're live at the National Hardware Show, and I have one of my best friends right here, Sarah Listy.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here, bud.
Tool Girls Garage, Murder House, Flip, all the cool stuff.
You're like my personal hype squad. You're like the nicest person, and I love it. I'm so glad I get to hang out with you. Have you had a chance to look around at all today?
I have. Day one of the show. So yeah. We just get around. There is some cool stuff around here.
I am dying to get into it because I really just have skimmed it, and I've already seen like 10 things. And I'm like, I want to know more about this and that. So you'll have to tell me what I need to check out.
Okay. One of the things that I just checked out here before coming over here was amazing. Coast Products, they're a Portland company. So they're actually up the street from me. But they have these new AA and AAA batteries that act like an alkaline battery, but they have a USB-C on the side of them.
Oh, now that's cool.
So they're high power and they're different than anything else. Because you know when you use like rechargeable batteries, maybe you're using them for mics or whatever else like we do in our industry.
Yeah.
Those things, when they die, when they're rechargeable, they just fade off and go right in the toilet. These react like a regular battery. So they're like a high quality battery, but they're rechargeable. So they'll last longer.
Well, and I don't know if you've ever used any of the other options. Like if you go to, say, a Costco or something you buy those rechargeable, I think like EcoGreen was a company that was real popular at one point. And a few of those other lithium batteries, they're great, but they tend to like not have the best life case. Yeah. And if you're charging it 10, 20, 30 times, I want it to last more than that.
Yeah,
right?
They said over 1,000 times you can get cycles out of that.
And that's incredible. Okay, that's so cool. Smart. I'm excited to see that. So I'll have to check that out for
sure. And that's one thing, guys, in the media industry just happens out there.
Yeah.
Everybody's throwing away AA batteries like by the caseload. It just happens with mics.
In their chemicals, et cetera. It doesn't make sense. Like anywhere you can save a little bit, like why wouldn't you? Like of course.
And they're not expensive. You said they're after you're equal at the fifth time you've recharged them.
Oh, see, now that's incredible. Dude.
So
that
I'm like, okay, that's cool.
All I can think about is when my kids were young. Can you imagine having those like with some of those toys? My son was obsessed with this one toy that required like 8D batteries.
Yeah.
And it died like every other month. It was so frustrating and so expensive. So
think about the video game controllers for kids out there playing the Xboxes or whatever. And you could actually recharge those instead of just buying the big Costco packs of batteries that you're tossing away weekly.
And the technology is there. They're in all of our cell phones, et cetera. Yeah. Like, why are we not doing better? I'm so excited. So that's on my list for sure.
Yeah. And those guys up there, they're super cool. But I was like, okay, they've been making batteries for 20 years for their rechargeables.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, well, let's make this. I'm like, okay, that was cool.
See, I love that. I love that too about National Hardware Show because you can always find like interesting finds. Things that like, where it's not just tools, it's not just outdoor, it's not just, there's a big range of things you can find here, which is always cool because I love those solution-based products.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like things that are like really solving our everyday life issues.
I saw a cool chair that was over here on the outdoor area that they have
it's
over.
It's huge this year too. Okay.
So there was like all the, like your fold up beach chair.
Oh,
but this
okay.
was cool. So it's your lounger, but they cut a hole out in it where your head would go so you can lay on your face. And it's got like if you're in a massage or a chiropractic chair.
Why have we not thought of that?
Yeah. Like, so it's like a massage chiropractic chair, but it just sits in your head when you're not doing it
because
it's like the headrest. But when you lay it down flat, you can put your face through. So you could actually be reading a book laying on your stomach.
See, I love that. I was just thinking comfort wise, because there's nothing worse than when you're laying like on the beach or whatever, and you're like trying, like, how do you put your head?
Put
like,
your head.
You go straight. You're like, I can't do that.
Straight down. You can look down, and so you could be reading a book.
And there's nothing worse than waking up with a crick in your neck.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. I had that the other day.
That happens to me all the time.
Oh. I woke up the other day, and I was actually yesterday morning, got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get here for the show. Heart. And I was like,
and it's
woke
always
up and
when
like,
you're going
to
be on an airplane, right? Where you're like,
why is it? It's like, it happens every time. So it's just, oh my gosh.
You have to pack. There's this oil that I use and it's like a migraine oil, but I buy it really for this, for like tension in the neck. And I swear by it for helping with neck cricks. So I'll have to send you the, it's like peppermint, I think 90%, but it's so worth it. It's amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's
okay.
Awesome.
So now that I feel like I've got a few things on my list, what are you looking for that you haven't seen yet?
I always like the power tools to see what's hanging out there.
Okay.
And what's interesting, this is where you find not like the big power tool companies.
No,
but this is where that inventor created something.
The ones that are like about to launch or like in their early years that you're like, I'm very curious about this. I've heard about it, but we get little inside information, which is good.
Yeah.
I think Scenix is here, which I've heard. I don't know what it's.
I don't either.
Starts with an S. Yeah. That's what I know. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty cool. Like I briefly saw it up in the media room and I was like, oh, I'm excited to check that
exactly.
out.
Yeah, exactly. I need a good outdoor power equipment company. My stuff I got a few years ago, I'm changing up on that a little bit. I want to try
something new.
You know what I mean?
Okay. And it's funny because battery powered outdoor equipment, you don't think of it still.
Yeah.
I think most people are still in the mindset of we need gas. I have found that like over the last few years, those battery powered mowers and blowers, like we don't need anything. Like it's right there. Maybe for like heavy industrial use, sure.
Sure.
But beyond that, like you could pretty much get away with it. So I love when I see those new brands, especially from an accessibility standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
And then just not every brand is sold at every store. So we need more than one or two to have access to it.
Funny story. Last week I did a live thing with our Fox 12 station there that my show's on, my buddy Greg Nibbler, and I did a thing on battery or gas outdoor power equipment.
I love this.
And the hate I got, it was epic. I feed off that. I was like, I had 40 people that were like wishing hate on me. And I'm like, I just laugh. You just
you
get used
to it.
You
and I have joked about this so many times. It's like whenever I post about a specific tool company or lack of, for that example, when people just go crazy over like their XYZ fanboy, like I don't want to drop a name, but, and you're like, buddy, come on. There's more. Tools come in a rainbow of colors. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't need to be like, they're not trash just because it's not your color. It's so funny to me.
And it doesn't help that the local power company is my sponsor of my TV show. So everybody was calling me a shill for the power company. I'm like, no, I'd rather drive my old truck that's
100.
Gas than be driving around an electric one. But when it comes to ease, I'm happy not to be worrying about the gas can and the two cycle
and
all
that
stuff.
And you're like me, my vehicles are still gas, right?
Sure.
If at some point I'm replacing it, of course I would consider it. I'm not anti electric, right? But I think there's a time and a place for it. I don't mind if let's say batteries run out mid-mow. Okay. Is that annoying? Sure. But probably didn't charge it. That's on me, right?
That's on me, yeah.
But running out mid highway or something doesn't seem like, I feel like there's a big difference. So I'm with you that I feel like that's a false equivalence.
Yeah. Like my buddy's got an F-150 Lightning.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got it. No, it's a fun truck.
They're so expensive though,
dude.
They're
so expensive.
They are incredible.
It's fun to drive. It's fast. But if you're going to go more than 200 miles, you're getting into a problem.
No way. So I'm an F-150 girl. You know that. And it's funny because a few years ago, I think I was at CES maybe. Mm-hmm. So another show. And they were unveiling the Ford Lightning. And I made a post about it. And people were so strange. Because I'm like, again, I'm not, me personally, it's not for me right now. But I'm not against it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's wonderful. But it was so funny to me because I was like, first of all, it's not mine. I didn't invent it. I'm just saying this is cool because it is cool.
It's something new. It's what you're doing.
I don't know, but I do think the price is a little wild. I'd love to see them come down a little bit because I think if we're trying to make it accessible, let's make it accessible.
Exactly.
You know?
And I think that's where it's going to be a little bit more of an issue is getting that stuff down.
It's going to be tricky.
I think my prediction, and I'm just going to say it now.
Sure.
I think that the electric vehicle, on the record, I think the electric vehicle thing is going to be a fad that goes for the next 5 to 7 years. And then you're going to see the hydrogen or whatever technology come in.
That's
take
a lot
that
more
over.
Reliable and a lot more powerful.
And just get the distance that way. Because you can still be running the electric motors, but if you hydrogen powered generator, now you're using that technology, but you're not worrying about charging because you just hydrogen up. You can still charge
smart.
Like a hybrid.
Well, and I think I haven't done recent looks at this, but I think like the hydrogen powered engines, that was a really big deal in terms of agriculture too. That's a big direction they're going to be heading. So I love to see that, because I do think we need, and from an environmental standpoint, right? Let's not split hairs. We all know that like mining for chemical,
lithium
whatever,
and all that stuff is
like,
not great.
So I don't love the statement of eco-friendly, because yes, but also it's a little more complex. It's a little more nuanced, I would say. Sure.
To deep dive in that.
Sure.
To have that
there's a lot to consider
conversation,
there. But the hydrogen engines in general, hydrogen powered motors, like there's a lot of cool technology there.
Yeah.
And I feel like they can do it in a cleaner way. So I'd love to see
literally,
that
happen. Literally, you could, in theory, I think the technology will get there, which will be an interesting one, where you could literally fill your car up with water.
Yeah, that's so wild to think about. That is so crazy.
Yeah.
And honestly, my husband and I talked about this not too long ago, so it's funny that we're talking about this now. You and I are known for going off on our tangents. Yep. Obviously, we're good at this.
Yeah, it's what we do.
I have no idea how we get on these topics. We went from like battery powered to anyway.
Yeah.
But why are they not doing more hybrids?
Yeah.
That was such a deal. Like when the first Priuses came out, they were all hybrid, right? Yeah. That was such a thing. And now they're just like all or nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't love that.
No, I think it has to do with energy standards. I think that what you've got is you have... I think what it is, and we can bring one of my automotive guys on here later to explain this, but my understanding, at least, and I could be wrong, but my understanding is that because they have these standards for the vehicles, so if they go sell a Ford F-250 diesel, they need to sell so many electric vehicles to offset the emissions to have
so
this
wild
average number.
Yeah.
But the hybrids don't get them there. They'd have to sell like four hybrids versus the one.
Okay, so that does
so
make
they have
sense.
To, you know,
but
when
isn't
you're,
that sad?
Yeah.
Like,
I think
it shouldn't
we need to
be
fix
that,
that
way. That seems like a silly way to regulate.
We gotta
I'm
fix
all for
that.
Like, again,
just,
green everything is good.
Yeah.
But come on. That's a little silly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you got to, it's.
Yeah.
I think it's an outdated system.
I feel like we need some balance there. Moving along.
Yeah.
On the
name of outdoor. Yeah, outdoor power
over.
Equipment. But anyway, it's just one of those controversial topics.
Yeah, and it is controversial, but I'd love to. I think it's something we need to talk about more, because I want to better understand it. And there is so much that you see and read, and you're like, even in the power tool industry, again, like there's so much there and there's so much to take in. And what works for one isn't going to work for another. And there's a lot to consider. So I dig that.
Landscape companies that are out there running all battery now.
Which is incredible when you really think about just a few years ago, just the idea of a battery powered push mower seemed totally crazy. Like I remember when I first started talking about them, everybody was like, that's wild. And I'm like, it's not.
Yeah,
like,
and now, and I don't have one of these mowers, but now you're starting to see these zero turn radius mowers that come out where they have like six batteries. I know you have two of them.
I do. I love them.
Yeah, and so you could have three batteries on the charger, three in the machine, and you're just cycling them. So you can almost go forever.
What's crazy is like the one I specifically have is an Ego, right? And they have a really neat system where you can actually plug it into a charger and charge all six of the batteries on board at once.
Nice.
And I'm on 3 acres and mine will mow the entire yard without
there
an issue.
Go.
Now, if I'm mulching, it'll go a little quicker, but it's not. I'll still get it done pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So they've come a long way. Yeah. I'd love to see that continue.
And how many people are really out there, if you look at people that are looking at it or have 3 acres to mow?
There's not, the vast majority don't. And
so, most people are quarter acre lots.
Pretty standard city lots, or even a quarter acre is a lot for
it
some
is
cities.
For
my
some
gosh.
Cities, yeah.
I think our first house had a 7,500 square foot lot.
Yeah.
And I had no idea how small that was.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden you start taking carriers now. You're like,
yes. It's the trees that'll get you. But even then, like talking about power tool equipment, I did see a couple of, briefly, again, didn't get to really check them out, but there's some neat like mulchers, wood chippers, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's something that I would love to see eventually go battery.
Yeah.
Because those type of engines do require yearly or semi-annually quite a bit of maintenance. You got to really stay up.
I hate that because when you have any kind of outdoor power equipment in today's gas, right? So you put that in there.
Yes.
And if you didn't throw in stable or something like that.
Sure. And I do swear by stable. I use it all the time in every engine
I have.
It's
great stuff.
I could not recommend it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
but if you forget to, or you're like, oh, I thought I did, but I didn't.
Sure.
Guess what? You're in trouble, because if that sits in there for 3 months and it's seasonally.
Yeah, your SOL.
Yeah. You got a hot mess.
It's funny because when Texas, we obviously have hurricanes, and so we get these, you know, horrible storms that come through, and a lot of people have gas power generators, right?
Yeah.
And I always feel so bad when people go and they pull it out of the garage, and I know that it's hard because it's out of sight, out of mind. If you're not using it, it gets forgotten. But I cannot, I preach about this all the time on social media. Like, you have to maintain your tools. You have to.
Yep.
And I know that it's a hassle, but set aside one day a month to go through. And like for me, obviously that's a lot, but if you don't have as many, so one day a year, just set it aside. Like every October or whatever, I'm going to maintain all of my equipment or every 3 months.
Change the oil,
quarter,
do the
right.
stuff, whatever.
Because otherwise it's such a sad situation when somebody ends up losing really expensive equipment to something that is so, it's such a 5 minute fix.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It is.
And an ounce of prevention is worth hours of care.
So I'll put the stable in. I actually, on my generator, I'll take the gas down so it's like quarter tank.
Sure.
I'll pump most of it out, put it in the truck, use it. And then I always have a full gas can.
Yeah.
And about every month, I will throw that in the truck.
Yes.
Use it. Go get another one, put it in there.
Oh, that's very smart.
That
way
I'm just cycling it through.
Yeah. When I think, so seeing that equipment threw my mind a little bit because I was like, God, I would love to see that battery. Because for me, because I don't want to have too much maintained, and they are big investments, I would love to see that go battery just because it'd be so much easier to keep it ready and always at peak performance. And there's really nothing to maintain other than making sure your batteries are kept up.
Yeah.
But I think we're a ways away for that. I think there's not a big enough market for the need yet, but I would love to see that happen.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, because otherwise you're probably like me.
We have the batteries
now, We have the batteries for sure.
Yeah.
And we're very close. We surely, if you can power a car, you can get there. Yeah. But I also think having the option to not always rent, like, I don't ever mind investing in products like that, especially because I do have property and I know I'm going to need it.
Yeah.
And maybe I only use it a couple of times a year. It's a good investment, right? But it's that maintenance and not, and if you're not always as familiar with it, like I don't work on those engines now. So it's tough to stay on top of that all the time. So I'd love to see that keep evolving.
Yeah. For space now, I'm using rental centers a lot more.
No, I do love it though. And it is nice, hassle-free, right?
Yeah. It's nice because I can go get it.
Sure.
But I don't have to store it. Caroline Bozowski, America's Healthy Home Expert, back in the house, and I hear you have a Healthy Home Summit coming up.
It's Caroline B. back with Eric G. Yes, we've got the My Healthy Home Summit, April 22nd through the 28th, Earth Week.
That is awesome. And what's the cost?
Free. It's completely free.
What?
Learn about your house, get all the information you need to make sure that your home is healthy and safe from all the best building professionals, educational experts, and Eric G's favorite, technology.
Woohoo! I love it. Where do they find out more information?
My Healthy Home Summit, and you'll get all the information you need.
For more information, click on the link below or find it in the show notes for your free offer. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Space becomes an issue.
Yes. And so it's always that crux, right? You don't have to store and you don't have to maintain. But, but I have had one or two issues where you get a piece of equipment home and you're like, I had one where, so annoying. It was a flat tire. And so, of course, I had to load it all back up. And and then I ended up repairing the tire because I was like, I need to get this done.
I got this done, yeah.
But it was super like, it was a frustrating thing. And so that's obviously knowing where to go and where to rent from is important.
Yeah, I have a tool rental place that's close to my house. It's a local
good one,
hardware store, and it's all new. There's stuff's all within a year.
Oh, I love
that. And after a year, they buy a new one and rotate it through.
So now that's another piece of advice I would give is if you ever are like me, I'm always checking for sales because they will trade that stuff in and out pretty quickly. And I'm always like, are you selling this tractor? What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah. I know. I rented a Kubota for a couple weeks.
Nice.
Year before last, maybe?
Yeah.
And it was so hard to give that back. I wanted to, I would like to keep you forever.
Yeah. I had a buddy drop off his little Kubota style track hoe. And I was just like,
so nice.
You could leave this here another few weeks.
And
I'll
drove
it.
Really nice.
Yeah.
And I rent excavators and stuff, you know, or mini excavators pretty often or lifts. But that Kubota was like,
high. The bomb.
Like I was literally obsessed. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm excited for some of the other, other stuff to come out.
Oh,
And why are we not doing that more? And we're so close. We're so close.
Exactly.
I will say John Deere announced, was year before last, battery powered UTVs and tractors, but I haven't seen them really come to market.
I saw one CES 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was Bobcat came out with their battery one. And then it was,
hi friends.
Hey guys. It was battery powered and they could run it remote. So you could actually have the operator.
So that's cool.
You could have the operator in a call center. If you didn't have anybody to operate, you could actually get on there.
Now that's crazy to me.
So you could have somebody in a call center across the country that's an operator running it like a video game.
Okay, so that's an interesting point too. We've talked about a lot here. How do you feel about the idea of that in terms of taking away? Some people view that as they're taking away a job for some. So it's very hard. It's a slippery slope, right?
It is. But for me, I think I look at that and go, job site safety is where
I
first go.
Sure, sure. And the benefit outweighs the risk.
Yeah,
and there's times
that,
where that would be needed.
I'm like, okay, if you got a handful of people on a job site and there's a guy with a video screen in front of him, he can't maybe hear the guy next to him or sense or feel the guy next to him.
That's a good point.
Think about how visceral it is when you're operating outdoor power equipment.
Yes.
You can tell that, that guy's on the wheelbarrow.
Yes. Keeping your
10
senses
feet away,
really aware.
Because you're
so
always
key.
On that. And
right.
I don't see how you could have your head on a swivel like you would need to.
That's a good point. So that's interesting, because I honestly, my mind goes to, I hate to ever take jobs away from like hardworking people.
Yeah.
And I think those are the kind of the backbone of our country.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I would love to see more and more. I want desperately to see more and more young people get into the trades. We need it so bad.
Yeah.
But it's, that's a good point. Even taking that away, that was my first thought. But honestly, your point's probably better.
Even before that, I'm just going, I don't want to be hurting people out there.
Yeah.
If you ever drive around in a Tesla, you can see that it knows everything's around you.
Yeah, that makes me nervous, though.
I know,
it does. That Tesla tunnel coming in, I was like, oh my God. I have to like just look down and close my eyes a little bit. Okay,
I think I've spent too many times in crawl spaces to get worried about that.
That's what you said, I'm like dying because I'm like, that sounds, like I can't imagine nothing worse. I'm not like overly claustrophobic, but maybe I am. I don't know.
I think I used to be. I just when.
Oh. No, the Tesla tunnel is a different level. And I don't know if you notice this, but you're going to have to like keep your eyes out for it. But I laughed. This is just old lady internal, whatever.
Yeah.
But we're like driving in and I noticed that this like panels of the walls are labeled like A2.
They are.
And all I thought, okay, so I'm not the only person that noticed that.
Yep.
I thought that was so funny because I'm like, I can just see them like opening up IKEA directions or something where it's like A2, but with B1, I don't know.
Where's the connector piece?
Yeah.
Oh, we used it
where's
back on C7.
Oh no, we're short a washer. I don't know. I just,
bingo.
In my mind, I just thought that was like, I just could see it. I'm very mature for my age,
obviously.
No.
With Musk and his rocket scientist thing, I'm sure that was probably well planned out on that.
So I will tell you, since I haven't walked the show much, we talked about a lot about power, et cetera. Have you checked out the Jackery booth?
Yes.
So I didn't get to go to the booth yet, but they had a couple of things at the event last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, marry me, which of course, Jackery, they're a really big name.
Absolutely.
In portable power storage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see some of the new stuff.
Oh, I know. Like, I got to get over there. I just walked past it and just went, oh.
I know. I think that's a company to really watch too in the next few years, as they have them and Geniverse as well.
Yeah, Geniverse. I have one of their units.
Oh, I love it.
And
I love
awesome.
It is such a cool product. The way those solar panels fold out it's so genius. Like they thought of everything, and it's so plug and play, right?
Because
that solar panel literally has one cord that goes into one outlet into the back. It's so easy.
And it's so perfect for somebody that lives in a condo or an apartment, because
100%.
Now you have backup power. You can't go put the generator out on the patio.
Sure.
You know?
And you have backup power without taking up a ton of room. And like I have a backup, like a gas power generator.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody the other day, I might have been talking about this last night.
Yeah.
When our power kicked on a few weeks ago, and one day of running it, like that is $100 in natural gas.
Oh,
so like it is not an equivalent of electricity.
See, that's
is so expensive, but
I'm actually converting mine. I have a gas generator now, which I'm upgrading
now
that.
It's wonderful to have. Yeah. I'm not complaining because I've been with 5 days without power.
I was
that
this
storm.
Year. This year we had that. So
that's rough. That was rough. And with kids, it was like, this is an experience. We had no running water either. It was a rough week of sub-freezing temperatures.
Yeah,
but
so we had this hurricane that kind of hit Portland,
frozen
hurricane.
Yeah,
so it was like we had 80-mile-an-hour winds, but it was 17 degrees outside.
Oh, my God, that sounds horrible.
And so all these trees were coming down.
Oh.
And, I mean, our trees are like those
between
Portland
the wind and
trees.
And the ice, just, oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was a house that's, what, six houses down that had 200-and-something-year-old trees on it.
See, that makes you sad, too, right? Like, I hope they harvested the wood and did some cool with it.
But it's just big fir trees down, so it's
that's
just
devastating, too.
Yeah, and so I have six or seven different ways I could get out of the house.
There was no way.
There was one way because the fire station's down the road.
Oh,
they'd open something up so I could go out that way. But my daughter lives in an apartment a quarter mile away from the house,
which
is awesome. So I took the Geniverse unit over to her.
Sure, yeah.
And so what she would do is she would take that and at night plug in her heated blanket because she didn't have enough
that's
to
smart. Yeah.
And then keep the house warm that way.
I
they would
that.
Just keep warm at night, and then she'd bring it over and we'd charge it.
I will tell you, it's funny because talking about this is before I had my Geniverse, which again, I love. And I love keeping like a couple of small things on it. Like, not small, but the fridge or like one of the window units, et cetera, when you need to. And just to take some of the load off of the generator for pure reasons, because when it runs that long, it's expensive and it's a lot to put on one unit. But when we had this winter storm a few years ago, I did not have any jet backup. Like we had a couple of small portable power stations, but you're talking like an inverter, right? Ego had one, there's a couple other brands, really wonderful products.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you that we have a gas fireplace. And so it is 4 degrees outside or something. And I'm like, it was so cold so quick.
And that's cold for you guys.
Okay, yeah, it was really cold. We were ready to die. And everybody's like pipes are freezing. And I'm over here with a heat gun thawing our neighbor's pipes so they don't burst. Like I was trying, but it was an experience for sure. So our Fireplace is gas. So in my mind, I like did not equate that like the starter. I don't know why. I just didn't think of it.
Yeah.
Because like on a gas range, you just light it and it's fine. You turn it on and you light even with power or not. Yeah. It's good. The just starter won't start. Well, I had to put an inverter on the fan.
To wire it in.
Right. It was such an experience. But I was so glad for that small inverter. And I will tell you, that saved my life that week. Because I can't imagine. Being without internet was a humbling experience.
Yeah. So I didn't think
that it wasn't that needed, but wow.
I didn't lose anything. Even my internet worked.
Okay. So that's
so
lucky.
So my generator, so I designed my house that way. So yeah. I'm.
You have a beautiful home. Thanks. I mean, and you really thought every step through, which is amazing.
Thanks. Yeah. I have Comcast in there. So I had their storm ready Wi-Fi, which goes off the cell phone. You pay 100 and something bucks for it and it just uses their network.
Okay. Or Xfinity, whatever.
Yeah. Xfinity. Same thing.
Okay. And they've been trying to push getting the storm ready.
That worked.
Okay.
That worked.
But I wasn't sure if I should do it or not. Cause I was like, is it going to really work? Okay. I'll have to look into it. Now I'm like,
now
I'm sold on it.
So now I had Wi-Fi.
Okay.
It's not the fastest, but it was working.
Sure. And something is better than nothing.
I could stream a movie.
Something is better than nothing. I think too. Always, no matter how much technology you have, I think it's always important to have. We bought recently a small solar powered battery operated. So it has solar, but you can put batteries in it too. Let me back up. But you could charge your phone off it, but you could have a radio. And I think it's always important, no matter how. I know that we're so past technology, but we've lost phone coverage for days before in a storm. So I'm a big believer in you don't have to go too crazy nowadays. Yes, because we have all these other options, but like having a few basic essentials, a few batteries, flashlights.
Yep.
Candles, et cetera. Keep
it
together.
Way to get information.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, the radio would be necessary if your cell phone or internet doesn't work. And I remember going through that once and being like, this is so weird.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Because you don't think of it ever going out.
No. And I designed my whole system. So I've just got a 10 kW generator that runs like 10.5 or whatever.
Oh my God.
So
ours I put 24, I think.
Yeah. So I run, I have a heat pump water heater. So 500 watts, I can heat 80 gallons of water.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
So that works.
Yeah.
I have a gas furnace. So the gas furnace just needs that 110 for the fan and that. So that works.
That's smart. Yeah.
And so then it's light, refrigerator, the beer fridge.
Because
like
the beer fridge, really, if you lost that, what would you really do?
Exactly.
That would be
that's a survival thing.
We have to make sure our priorities in line. So I'm with
Absolutely.
You on that. You don't lose that. Yeah. Don't lose that
so
at all.
Basically, it runs the rest of the house. And
dude, that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
And most of the time we lose power. It is in the winter. I'm going to rewire it a little bit because in the summer we're going to start getting the power turns off because of wildfires. So I'm like, I need to rewire my transfer switch up to a different circuit.
Right.
So I can grab my outdoor AC unit.
See, that's crazy whenever you think about how much, too. I wouldn't think of, like, you in Oregon having as many issues. So it's really interesting because I hear that and I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys really, we just trade seasons of when we're going through, like, emergency prep here.
So
like,
I think about it. I don't live out in the country. I live in a small town, but it's still 20 minutes.
I kind of live in the burbs. Yeah, I'm a little further
but
from the city.
I go back and since 2019 when I bought the house, I'm at 19 days without power that I've had in that house that I've had the generator.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So we get it pretty often because sometimes it'll just get really hot.
Yeah.
Texas is great that way.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you'll just lose, like a transformer will give out
stuff
and quit
happens.
And something happens. In fact, there was a hailstorm last week and I sent it to my husband last night, like 100,000 acres, I think, an astronomical amount of a solar panel farm got damaged in the hailstorm. So I was like reading this and of course, again, you need to filter out wild information.
Sure.
But it was really interesting to see some of the comments from people because that is honestly, hail is the reason I have not put a solar system on our house. Hail and cost because it's so expensive to invest in to do a full solar system. And I would love to because it would save a lot, but it would take a decade to get the money back.
Oh, yeah.
And you wonder, okay, but then at the end of that 10 years, is it now obsolete? Yeah, so
I know
it's a hard thing.
You think about how things get.
Yeah, it's hard to know when to pull the trigger on that.
It's like buying your phone.
Yes.
That phone's going to last 2 years, and then it's fairly out of date. 4 years, it's completely out of date.
Or if it's like now, you get them, and you're like, wow, this was no better than my last phone.
Exactly.
That's how I felt this last time.
Yeah.
I know, hater, but.
But I can't.
It's true.
Get solar in my house.
Okay.
I have so many trees and they're protected.
Yeah.
So I can't grow tomatoes in a garden. I can't grow tomatoes in a garden because I don't have enough sun.
Oh, okay. So now that does make sense. Okay.
So I literally can't do satellite service is not something I couldn't get a dish network or anything in there because there's no way to get it through the trees.
So we're on wooded property, but thankfully we don't have quite the regulations you did. Honestly, what we ended up taking out was brush, right? And then we took out the handful of trees that were really close to our house that if a storm, and realistically, when you have 100, it doesn't take much to snap 100-foot pine, okay? It doesn't take much. Like, it's they're like toothpicks. I was like, I'm not trying to have that on my house. Like, we're just going to say no to that. But so that's crazy. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, our trees are so big. They're almost 200 feet tall.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of big oaks. Them, these are just big beautiful fir trees, hemlock, but it's just that big 4 feet wide.
I can't imagine not having a garden, though. I have a huge garden and orchard, but it is, we have to be really careful.
Full sun is tough, and my neighbors did some, maybe a little more. They did some thinning of their trees, but it's a big grove we're in.
Sure.
So it's just, you just don't get it.
And then
you
have to decide if it's, and you're not sure if it's going to work, so you're like, is it worth?
Last year we tried to, and I'm like,
if it's too discouraging. Gardening, you need to feel the fruit of your labor.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have a huge garden, though. Yeah. I'm such a big...
Herbs and stuff we can do, but just that full sun, like tomatoes and stuff. You can do cherry tomatoes, we can get away with it, but not the big ones.
So cherry tomatoes do good everywhere.
Yeah.
They just, they can handle the heat. They don't mind if you're underwatering them. Exactly. They're happy with everything. I don't want to tell you, I don't want you to be sad, but I'm growing like green, yellow, red, orange, and white tomatoes this year. That's the first time. I've never even heard of them. And I was like, hi, a white tomato. I want to try this. Like, but my son's obsessed with ketchup. I think we've talked about this before. Yeah. So Ben is Ben and he's so cute. And so now he wants to make ketchup. And so we have a whole arrangement where we're making 5 bottles of ketchup, 2 spicy. Okay. Cause Whataburger has spicy ketchup.
Yeah.
Are you a Whataburger fan?
I love Whataburger.
Oh my God. Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's one here. Okay. I got to get over to it.
Oh, it's so good. Okay. So the spicy ketchup is out of this world. Yeah. He's obsessed with it and he likes to mix it with the regular one. And I got to be honest, if you ever can buy the Whataburger ketchup at the grocery store, it is worth every penny. It's so good.
That's awesome.
It's like you will spend the extra 40 cents or whatever.
So here's what's funny. I saw a comedian the other day and I just laughed and he was doing a stand-up bit about ketchup.
Oh my God. I love it.
And he was talking, he goes, you can really tell people when you go over to their house for a barbecue. How they're living life. He goes, by the ketchup they have.
Yeah. No, that's really valid.
He goes, they're hurting when you open up the door and it says Hunt's.
Oh my God, stop. Stop.
And it was
totally going to say something else, but that's amazing.
He goes, because life has to be hard for them. And he goes, you could have called. I could have given you $4 and bought you more
that's
ketchup.
That's hilarious.
And he goes through this whole skit. I was dying laughing.
Oh my gosh. So my son doesn't really, he likes all the ketchups, right? Mm-hmm. But Texas, you got to have a Whataburger.
I love Whataburger.
I know. So I don't want to start something.
I don't have my area, but.
I'm sorry. Because that's a bunch of fries are good.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't get is like, why are the sodas so big? Have you noticed that when you go to a fast food place?
Texas.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, everything is bigger, but it's so strange because you're like, I want a medium Coke, right? Occasionally I love a good Coke and got a headache. Whatever.
Oh yeah, I gotta have.
And you get this and it's like a gallon of soda and you're like, who could consume this many calories of a sugary beverage? Like my teeth would rot right out of my mouth.
It's I think what it is, it's people like McDonald's out there that have, hey, you want the small? It's $1.40. You want the large, extra large
so
truck size?
Valid.
It's $1.40.
Yeah, exactly. It makes no sense.
As a person, you go, wow, might as well get the large.
Right. I'll never drink it. But I'm okay throwing half of that away. Right. Not okay with it, but I will because I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. So that's how they...
Okay, but are you a Diet Coke fan or a Coke fan?
I'm a Coke person.
I'm a regular... See, I'm not a diet. I'm one of those weird people that like... And this might be another Texas thing that cannot eat like ranch dressing in a bottle because it has like a preservative flavor. Is that weird?
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.
It's so weird to me. Like it has to be fresh. I want to make it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm so sensitive to it. And then it's funny, my poor husband. Okay, are you an onion eater?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I love cooked onions.
Onions, grilled onions, however,
I hate raw onions. I am one of those people. It's so weird. It happened when I was pregnant with my oldest.
Mm-hmm.
I can smell if you ate onions in the last 24 hours, even if you were not around me.
Yeah.
Like this poor man, I'll be like, hey, did you eat onions today? And he's like, there were 2 onions in this bowl. How did you know that? And I don't know what it is. It's so strange. It's not like an off put. I just know.
You just know, yeah.
God, love. You should be like one of those CIA dogs, a canine. Like, thank you, I think.
So with a nose like that,
isn't it good we have battery powered tools?
So I got to ask you on this since before we run out of time, but
I know.
How was that on Murder House Flip when you're in all these homes with all these homes that had dead people in them, and you're going in these spaces and renovating.
You know what's funny with that is there was only one issue with the smell, and you and I've talked about this episode before, and you don't notice it when you first walk in the room, because at some point somebody did enough to the house to conceal whatever happened.
Semi-cleanup.
But there was one specific house. It was a Travis Alexander house. It was so sad.
Yeah.
Such a sad case.
That was the Jody Arians?
Yeah. Yes. And where we pulled back the carpet and it was blood on the subfloor.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I don't even know how you would explain that smell. I imagine if a meat market lost all of their cooling and it's, I don't even know. I'm going crazy. Yeah. But I will never forget that smell as long as I live. Like, it was so pungent and disgusting.
See, and I know you so well. I knew that wasn't acting. I'm like,
no.
I saw the reaction.
A good actor.
No, but I saw that. I saw that reaction. I'm like, that's real.
I am. Yeah.
That's real. Yeah.
And it was funny because my co-host Mikkel, he is a riot. He was so fun to work with on this. But it was our reaction. He was like, I was like, oh my God, this smell. And he was like, oh my God. It was so funny.
It was so real.
It was so funny.
It was so real.
But so that one will give you like the heebie-jeebies too for a day. Because you're just like, I know what happened and I see it. And it's hard to unsee it. Whereas everything else had been long enough that for the most part, there wasn't major
signs of it like that.
And that was the last show we actually filmed, even though it aired first.
Yeah.
So it was a way to end it was a vibe. Yeah. And then we had the cool forensic guy come in.
Yeah, that was cool.
Dr. Froekman, I think his name.
That,
really fascinating guy.
Yeah.
And we're like spraying that spray everywhere. And it's like baseboards, the lights. I was like,
I wish that show would have been an hour longer.
I said the same thing. I would have loved, you don't get a lot of.
You don't have a lot of time.
I get they're trying to keep attention, et cetera. But I would have loved to have shown more of like really the construction process and like how we, and not just say we fixed it, but like how did we remedy? I would have loved to have done that. It's interesting.
I totally get TV production with that. It's so hard.
And we filmed for 4 or 5 days, I guess 4 days really on each home, mm-hmm. but it's a lot to cram into 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
And so I feel like it's crazy that you took those 4 days of filming too and then made it into a 22-minute episode or 23 minutes. Like, it's a really weird.
It's an interesting
experience.
And let's talk about that with TV. Yeah. That's an interesting thing. So I do with Bradley and I. And Ryan, who helps us, he's on my team of reaching out and helping to get with companies and stuff like that. That's our entire film team and production team and everything. So it's basically Bradley and I in the field.
That's
a lot. And we do 40 minutes of television a week.
And people don't realize how much that is. That's a lot.
Like I did that pizza oven build where I built my brick fired pizza oven out there. We had 20 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Footage for that. And it was a 8.5-minute segment.
So it's hard too. It's funny because I'll film like a project for social, right? And you can, I have hours out an insane amount of content on my phone. Mm-hmm. I have an 8 terabyte plan on my, cause I have and I have deleted hours and hours of footage.
Sure.
But it's crazy because you post something and you post a 15 or 30 second clip on social. And I was 4 days of work. It's so crazy when you really start to think of it, but you're like a seasoned pro too. So you get, it's probably really easy for you to walk in and knock it out. Right.
We do, but it's just the process. Cause you're still having to build something.
It's still a lot. And there's no shortcuts.
There's no shortcuts. Cause you still have to do the project.
Yes. And you're so, like me where I want to do it right all the time. 100%. I'm not the shortcut person. Yep. Like we just did an arbor build at our house.
Oh, cool.
So I think I told you because why wouldn't you? I have 43 chickens, 2 dogs, 2 kids, frankly, a husband. And why wouldn't you need 12 different grape varieties? Of course, this sounds great. I have 80 fruit trees.
Had nothing to do.
I don't have anything. I've totally a lot of free time. It's great. So we're doing this grape arbor build, and it's so funny because my husband would be like, so how do you want to handle this? And I'm like, my mind just goes through. It's so funny how when you are involved in construction, you're like, okay, no, if I do this, it's going to have more force here. And I need to, the compensation and the way you plan it out. And in my mind, I'm like, no, we're going to put it here. And he's what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, like this, like that. It's such an interesting experience. Really immerse yourself. But you're like, I also want it to look good.
Yeah.
So I needed to do this and that. And I need to have cross supports here. And I need this much weight dissipate. It's so interesting how much our mind
learns. And you get into that, but it's just like when you're doing woodworking projects, you're starting, okay, here's the first cut.
Yeah.
You still have to build it.
And it's funny because
there's no shortcuts in that.
I think I told you last time I saw you, I had busy with a couple other smaller projects and campaigns that I've had going on. I'm still working on the bar cart. It's going to take, tea, coffee cabinet. It's going to take me months probably.
Months.
Because anytime you're doing like that kind of detail work too, you have to like remove yourself from it occasionally.
Yeah.
And get back into it, especially because I don't have a deadline on that. Like, it's mine.
Yeah, so I have somebody that's going, I need that for Tuesday.
I know. Yeah. But I did finally pick a color for the shutters.
There you go.
I know. I'm going with a sage green.
Nice.
Aren't you here for it? I feel like that's a cool way to, is it modern? Is it not? It's classic, but like, it's a little of everything. I feel like it's going to be.
Got it.
It took me a long time to settle on that.
There we go. A little shutter update from the last conversation.
I'm so excited about that too.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It was interesting how many people asked me questions about that. And I didn't realize how many people would have shutter repairs. And if you Google it, there's no information. So
there's
that's honestly why I've delayed it a little bit, because I want to focus on doing more long form content on it, because I feel like there's a need for it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. No,
I'm excited.
I can't wait after we're done here. Yes. I'm going to go out and check out the outdoor area outside out here.
Because we got,
I'm like, okay, I know there's pizza ovens out there. And there's barbecue out there.
It smelled good when I was walking in hours ago. I was like, my God, marry me.
Yeah, I got to get out there.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
laughing at me.
Yeah.
I was like, marry me, please.
Please.
I don't know. They had a couple of cool chefs at the event last night that I'm excited
to
see what
they
can. I know. I didn't get to talk to them as much, but towards the end, I got to briefly. And they looked like they have just as much fun entering a room as they do cooking. And I'm like, you are my people. Like, I'm here for you.
So
one of my
great friends does a national barbecue radio show. It's Jeff Tracy, the cowboy cook.
Oh, that's cool. Leanne. Yeah, I know exactly who that is.
So him and Leanne Whippin, who won the first year of the Master of Q with Bobby Flay on TV,
do
that
very
show
cool.
together. And so anyway, they knew them. So I was blowing up their phone at 10:30 last night.
Dude, that's
our time,
so
taking pictures and sending it to them. And
I love that.
And all that stuff.
I love that. It's crazy how interconnected the little world is. There's a lot of us here, but there's a lot of people who have met over. And it's neat because I love that. That's one of the best parts about coming to events like National Hardware Show. Obviously, we get to see all the new cool stuff, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But you get to reconnect with all these people that you maybe haven't seen for a year, which is
absolutely.
When is last time I actually saw you? Would have been here last year.
Oh, it was last year?
I love, man. That's too long. That's too long.
Exactly.
I didn't get it. Yeah, a couple events I didn't make last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Surgery, yeah.
But then we get to see all the other people here. Ethan, we got Dirt Monkey.
There's
we got
so
all
many.
Everybody here. Yeah,
Tools in Action is here. Yep. We've got Tools by Design and Live and Tool Pros. My God, they're so amazing. So
absolutely. All those guys.
We got
guys
a cool crew.
Yep, going out with Catherine Emery last night. That was always crazy.
She's such a hoot. I love Catherine. She was one of my first, like, really true friends in the industry, and I will always absolutely adore her, and I'm always amazed by her energy and enthusiasm for everything. Like it's infectious in the best way.
Yeah, we were going over to the event from dinner. We went over here to this, it's that Italian restaurant over here that they filmed Casino in.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. And they have good food.
Yeah. It was great food.
Yes.
Sitting there, had some great food. And then we all piled into an Uber van. And there was like
10
people in a 6-person van.
She's so
fun. There's people
fun.
Sitting on the floor. We just all jumped over, went over to the event last night.
It's
totally
cool
fun.
Whenever you get to be around people who like love their life and love what they do and just want to share it. It's neat too, because we talk about all these amazing influencers and creators and people in the industry. I love watching the show coverage from all of those people, because they may see things I never got to
see
and vice versa.
I get jealous where I'm like,
cool.
Oh, I wish I would have seen
that. How did I miss that? Like, I'm literally
look,
there's something called Fire Safe. I see Filter By. What are we? There's so much to check out.
There's so many places.
Well,
there's a lot of stuff
dehumidifier. Here. Dehumidifier. Oh, a ventilation system for the garage. Okay.
There we go.
I'm
I can
here
use
for
that.
This. So, humidity is 100% in Texas right now.
Oh, yeah. It's not a big issue for us, but
we get 3 semi-dry days a year or something.
Yeah.
Not even. It's so bad.
That's when you have wildfires. So,
no, that's true. So I will say we had a drought last year. We've had a lot of rain already this year. I'll take that, because for that reason alone. Is it a hassle at other ways? Yes, but fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're not
too
bad. All
right, are you ready to go get some food?
Yeah, let's go get some food.
Okay.
Let's do it. All right, everybody. Sarah Listy, thanks for coming on. How do people find you out there?
Okay.
Give your channels.
Oh, I love it. I'm like, okay, I got to get the lowdown.
Absolutely.
So you can find me on my blog at toolgirlsgarage.com and of course, every social media platform at Tool Girls Garage. And thank you for having me. I always love catching up with you.
Always fun
my
sitting
buddy.
Here.
Yep. I love it.
All right, guys. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song, let's be lovers. We're all over the radio, take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio, with you. We're all over the radio.
Hey,
Hey guys, it's Eric G from Around the House Show. We'd really appreciate your help with some awesome 5-star reviews on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you tune into your podcast. Big thanks, everyone, and a shout out to our dedicated listeners of Around the House.